Foreword by Dr. Douglas Lutzen. For 26 years, I have embraced my purpose in life: to contribute to the prevention and cure of cancer. To prepare for fulfillment of my purpose in life, I devoted 15 years to medical education and postgraduate training in outstanding institutions such as Harvard Medical School, under the auspices of experts in orthopedic oncology. As an academic orthopedic surgical oncologist, I have had the opportunity to contribute to the vast array of impressive advances in cancer care that, while not always curative, are significantly improving survival time and quality of life. Accelerated advances in cancer care are essential to save more and more lives and reduce the burden of cancer on many more patients, families, and communities. In 2020, in the U.S. alone, we expect to see 1,806,590 new cancer cases and 606,520 cancer deaths. Between 1991 and 2017, the cancer death rate fell continuously, resulting in an overall decline of 29% that translates into an estimated 2.9 million fewer cancer deaths than would have occurred if peak rates had persisted. Increased survival is a testament to the critical function of research in creating preventative, curative, and quality of life advances. Consider, however, that a 29% decline in overall deaths took 26 years. Is that an acceptable length of time for saving more lives? No. We need to accelerate advances that increase survival and quality of life at a much faster pace than in the past. And recent indicators are encouraging. We have seen phenomenal advances for patients with blood and solid tumor cancers in just the last 4 years, and we need to sustain the momentum. One of the most effective ways to fuel that momentum is to support cancer research, which is predominantly housed in NCI-designated academic oncology institutions throughout the U.S. These institutions accommodate multidisciplinary teams composed of the best and brightest experts in the field of cancer research, and they are clinical scientists who have led many recent advances. They are the source of hope for all of us, regardless of our connection to cancer, so aptly nicknamed the Queen of Emotional Chaos by the author. We are all touched by cancer. As dedicated academic oncologists, we marshal our best resources to heal our patients. When our best efforts fail and we lose a patient, we grieve, yet we keep going because we want to be there for other patients, many of whom will be able to heal. Doctors are not immune to cancer. We get cancer. Our beloved family members and friends get cancer. We know firsthand that a diagnosis of cancer is chaotically life-altering. Indeed, cancer, the queen of chaos, injects high doses of fear, anxiety, and uncertainty into the life of the patient, the caregiver, and the patient's family. Many patients and their families experience the burden of economic hardship, role strain, physical and mental exhaustion, anger, depression, and even feelings of guilt and self-recrimination. I was inexpressibly honored to be asked to write the foreword for this book about the cancer experience. The book will enlighten people about the burden of cancer, and it will inspire people to share their personal experience. Just as important, it underscores the need to fund cancer research, which is the lifeblood of progress in saving more lives and preserving the stability of more families and communities. See Douglas Lutzen, MD, Executive Vice President, Physician-in-Chief, and President of Moffitt Medical Group at Moffitt Cancer Center.